National security advisors of Pakistan and India have established contact with each other after India launched a series of missile strikes inside Pakistan and Azad Jammu Kashmir in the early hours of Wednesday. Pakistan NSA Lieutenant General Asim Malik, who is also DGIC, spoke to his Indian counterpart Ajit Doval in what seems to be part of efforts to seek de-escalation, according to officials familiar with the development. "Yes, Pakistan and Indian national security advisors are in touch," Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar told the Express Tribune. He would not provide further details about the nature of discussions and purpose of the contact between the two NSAs. A Pakistani official said such channels of communications were necessary during the times of crisis. "It is believed that the two NSAs established contacts after hectic behind-the-scene diplomatic efforts by international and regional players." U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who also has the additional charge of NSA, also spoke to both the Pakistani and Indian NSAs soon after the Indian missile strikes and Pakistan's response. Although the National Security Committee, NSA, said Pakistan would respond to the Indian missile strikes at a place, time and manner of its choosing, subsequent speech by Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif in the National Assembly suggested that Pakistan might not give further response. Sources said Pakistan was tipped off by a third country about the imminent Indian missile strikes. Similar channels, according to the sources, conveyed to Pakistan that India did not want further escalation. What made the difference? When India conducted air-air strikes in February 2019 in Balakot following the Pulwama attack, it was a surprise for Pakistan since Indian fighter jets never crossed the line of control, LOC, since 1971. Pakistan was anticipating some sort of action from India, but it never thought the Modi government would risk carrying out such attacks, though Indian fighter jets dropped only payloads with no real damage on the ground. New Delhi, however, wanted to send a message to both its domestic audience and Pakistan that it was willing to set a new normal in India-Pakistan relationship. Since the Indian move was a surprise one, Pakistani authorities took a full day to decide how to move forward. Dr. Moeed Yusuf, who was National Security Advisor at the time, said despite Indian misadventure at Balakot, Pakistani civil and military authorities were still looking for non-kinetic options to de-escalate tensions. Eventually, Pakistan decided to avenge the Indian action, shooting down its fighter jet and capturing the pilot. The difference this time though was that there was absolutely clarity in Pakistan. If India launched any attack, Pakistan's response would be quid pro quo plus, according to officials familiar with the behind-the-scene discussions.